Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I'm John Batchelor with Michael Yon, at Michael_Yon. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Michael's in Texas, but recently he was at the Darien Gap. He'll be back there again. Michael, the two camps, one is Via Chiquita, and the other is San Vicente. But you've started to send me photographs. You put them up on Twitter, also known as X. You put them up on Twitter, and you're showing something growing from the time that Homeland Secretary Mayorkas visited the Darien Gap in 22 and today. And now you're starting to call it the China Camp. What's happened?
Well, there's many camps. I shouldn't say many. There's numerous camps down the Darien province and Darien Gap. One is Bajo Chiquito. There's another camp that's being built right now that we call New Camp. So that'd be the second one. It's not occupied yet. I'll be back in it this week coming up. And then there's another called Lajas Blancas. There's another called Canan Membrillo. I've been to all these many times. There's another called San Vicente. And then there's some minor ones as well, and other minor ones. And so San Vicente Camp is the one I call China Camp. That's the nicest camp. That's near the Nicor Air Base for people who are familiar with the Metite area of Darien Province. It's right next to that runway, right? It's about 300 meters away from that runway. And that's where Mayorkas landed and his four Blackhawks was at that runway and then came into the camp in April of 2022. I had waited for him for about 4 days. And then he came in there and he promised money to help build up the camp. And now the camp, well, look at the before and after pictures on my X that I put up and that I've sent to you. The camp has dramatically grown. And that's the camp that most of the Chinese use. The vast majority, at least 95% of the Chinese coming through Darien use that very nice camp that was all these camps are paid for by U.S. money, in part at least. And that camp in particular is the one that Mayorkas has been to a couple of times. San Vicente camp that I now call China camp because it's always filled with Chinese who are going to the United States.
And the camp is growing. You can see that from the air from 22 to 23. The Chinese nationals coming through. I remember you told me a story early on of, what'd you call him, the ninja, Chinese ninja? Somebody came in and he was boasting about how he was such a tough guy. You're not in touch with him anymore, but that was a colorful presentation he had. Are these new Chinese national immigrants, are they as colorful, or how do they present themselves?
None have been quite as colorful as him. He stands out. Some are aggressive, but never to his level of, I mean, that guy was something else. He went on for an hour and a half. He told a great, he was itching, he was hungry, he was tired, and he was telling his story for an hour and a half, and we recorded it, and it was very interesting. Now, he was going to China camp. He was walking to it late at night, and we were making video, and he got very angry. And the reason we're waiting there is because when people come out late at night, they'll often talk more, right? And they're walking out of the jungle, and they're tired. So it's a good time to talk with people at nighttime, and when they're tired, they'll often just talk more unless they're too tired to talk. And he just went at it. He was very angry. We calmed him down and talked with him for an hour and a half. And he told many stories, all of which so far have checked out. And that guy spoke English with almost no accent. It was very, very little accent. In fact, if you didn't see him in the context of the Darien Gap, he could have probably fooled 99% of Americans by saying he was American. And you would not have known the difference. Even his body language was very American. It was as if he went to that. The language school at Luoyang or something. You know, China has a language program for spies where, you know, they have an American town, right, with American post office and all that stuff, and American people with American accents are in there teaching, you know, all about, you know, the body language and how to use the post office, how to, you know, basically how to come off a boat or come across the border in Texas. go straight, change clothes, bam, you're in an American town and you're American, right? And so, you know, this is old school spy stuff run by, you know, Chinese Communist Party. And that guy strongly looked like he was probably a graduate of that course, Liu Yang. His name was Lushan Zhao is the name of the guy. We call him China Ninja. But yeah, that he was going into China camp. China camp, again, is paid for by U.S. money. And those photos are online on my Twitter or X account.
Detail about the Chinese nationals coming in and where they go. I watched a couple of videos you sent me, Michael. They come in through the gap. They're exhausted. They're young men, and they have their iPhones. Now, these are the young people whom you believe have money and have spent it to get this far, and then they spend it again to get to the U.S. Are they representing their families? Is the idea that they come here and then their families follow them? Can you figure out why a young man would come, take that risk, spend that money to walk into the U.S.? What does he hope to accomplish?
Different Chinese are going into different ecosystems. For instance, you have some that are speaking Fujianese, others that are speaking Mandarin. Very, 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 very few speak Cantonese. I mean, so rare that I can't think of one. but quite a few speak Fujianese. And in fact, I took a Mandarin translator down and a Cantonese translator down, and we talked to about 50 people during that trip. And everybody spoke one or more forms of Mandarin, or dialects, but nobody spoke Cantonese, right, out of, you know, maybe four dozen that time. So, yeah, so some people are clearly coming into they have family already in the United States and that sort of thing. Others may be going into work in, you know, marijuana farms and places like Oklahoma. So there's, again, different ecosystems. A lot of the Chinese who come through, they pay a lot of extra money, so they don't go the hard route. A few of the Chinese do. They go through the hard route over the Mountain of Death and the Three Crossings and that sort of thing, and they tell terrible stories about their trips through. But the other ones, most of them take a boat ride from Capargana, Colombia, and they go to some Kuna villages, which I've been to those villages, and I've been to Capargana. They take a boat ride, and they go around the hard parts, and then they actually rent horses and whatnot from the Kuna Indians. And they go over a much easier route, and they come out in a village called Canan Membrillo. And I've been to Canan Membrillo, I don't know, maybe 10 times. And Canan Membrillo is way out in the jungle. It takes a solid 3 hours if you got a 30-horsepower engine. If you're going out there, by the way, make sure you jump in a boat with a 30-horsepower, not a 15-horsepower. Just take it from me. And, you know, about 3 hours upriver, 4 hours, you come into Canan Membrillo, and terrible insects in that village. Out of all the jungle villages I've been to around the world, I've never seen one worse than Canan Membrillo. I asked the Embra Indians, why do you even live in this hell? You know, like, these things called morangai is what they call them in Embra language. They just eat you alive. And Chai Ninja, when he came out that night, he had just come from Canan Membrillo, and his whole body was itching. He was scratching. He was very irritated. And I think that's part of the reason why he leaked. Those morangai were tearing him apart. And they weren't still on him, but I've had them. I mean, those things tear you to pieces, man. And so, many of the Chinese, they come through Canan Membrillo. And then from Canan Membrillo, they go to China camp. Then they get on a bus, and it takes 10 or 12 hours, and you go straight into Costa Rica, right? So, by the way, these camps not only are bigger now, they're much more efficient. Just a few months ago, now it's about 60 buses a day as of about 10 days ago. And but that's constantly increasing. They go from Darien province to Costa Rica, about five dozen buses a day, about 60, right? And these are big luxury buses. Now, the camps are much more efficient now. And just a year ago when you came into the – or even months ago, sometimes you'd spend, you know, a week in the camp or that sort of thing. And when the buses came, they would all line up and they'd wait till all the buses were full, and then they would head to Costa Rica, right? Now it's more like, you know, Atlanta Airport. You don't wait until all the airplanes are filled up to launch all the airplanes at once. As soon as one airplane's filled, it does push back and taxis to the runway and takes off, right? And it's the same way with the buses now. As soon as the bus is filled, push back down the road. So now you don't – they're, what I'm getting to is – they're much faster on the turnaround of the buses. They're much faster. As soon as you get through the Darien Gap and you get on the list to get on a bus, you are on that bus. So you can literally come out of the jungle and be in Costa Rica 12 hours later. Where it used to be, you know, it could be a week later, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. So what I'm getting to is the routes to the Darien Gap are shorter, they're faster, still very dangerous. Well, not the route that the Chinese take is not very dangerous. One of the routes is dangerous, but the major route they take is not very dangerous. But the routes are myriad now, and they're mostly very fast, and the camps are bigger. And they're building a new camp. This is a substantial, this is the largest camp so far. We were just out there looking at it, and I'm going to go look at it again here next week. But this new camp, they just flow through now. So it's very fast flow. It's not herky jerky where you stay in one camp for five or 6 days or a week, and then you go stay in another camp for a week. No, you just flow through, your name's on the paper, you get on a boat, then you go get on a bus, and you're in Costa Rica. Bang, just like that. Very fast.
Michael_Yan at Twitter, a.k.a. X. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. To be continued, I'm John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.